John, morning, John.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, John.
Well, I think the first thing is we need to recognise the bravery.
Sorry, John O'Dougherty from the Rainbow Project. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I think we need to recognise the bravery of Tony and his mum. It's hard for anyone to come on to a radio station like this, but particularly hard for a victim of crime. Harrowing and despicable actions and the things that he's had to deal with in West Belfast. And I think there's a lot of questions to answer in this case, particularly listening to your interviews this morning. I'm particularly concerned at the comments by Paul Maskey that this wasn't originally recognised as a hate crime. And I think it's important for people to know that if a victim reports something and believes it was motivated by hate, or if the investigating officer or someone else who has seen what has happened, or indeed the perpetrator, would reflect it as being motivated by hate, it must be recorded and must be investigated as a hate crime. And it's concerning to me that there are questions as to whether or not this has happened in this instance. So I think there's a lot of questions to be answered. I think the police and the Housing Executive need to reflect upon their full engagement in this case.
Well, the Housing Executive are saying, by the way, that they have offered this family properties, one property in Andersonstown, one property in the Lower Falls, four properties in the Cullen area of West Belfast. And the intriguing thing about this story is that the family, the Devine family, are emphatically saying that is not true.
And there's another question that needs to be answered, Stephen. It's disappointing the Housing Executive weren't able to come on today, and I'm glad to see that the police did come on and answer your questions, because I think what we need is public transparency when it comes to issues like this. LGBT people who are experiencing homophobic hate crimes need to know that the police are approachable. They need to know that the Housing Executive and other statutory agencies are going to take these issues seriously whenever they come forward, because what we know is that over half of homophobic hate crimes in Northern Ireland are not reported to the police. And what we also know is that over a third of homophobic hate crimes occur at people's homes. After work or school, depending on your age, home is where we all spend the vast majority of our time, and every single one of us has the right to feel safe within our home. And it's the responsibility of the statutory agencies, including the police and the Housing Executive, to make sure that's the case for everybody across our community. And, you know, Tony's story isn't strange to me. It's very familiar to me. Well, what we see quite often is homophobic hate crimes escalate. And I heard Tony use the term escalate quite a few times. What we find is that young people within communities or others within communities start with that name calling, that avoidance. Then it starts with low level criminal damage.
Well, who's creating that climate in Northern Ireland?
Well, that's a question that definitely needs to be answered as well. And I think particularly our politicians, but many more. I was on your show on Monday with Vinny, and I got reports back. I didn't hear it myself, that someone came on the radio and called me a filthy faggot while I was having a discussion with someone from the Iona Institute, who someone came on and called a Nazi as well. So I think there's a lot of hatred within our societies for many minority groups. And I think it's time that, you know, many of our statutory agencies, not least of all our government, get serious about hatred within our communities. For years, we've been fighting for a sexual orientation strategy that brings statutory agencies together, working to combat hatred in all its forms, in particular around sexual orientation and homophobia.
Okay.
Now, since the executive has been set up, since we've had the return to devolved government here in Northern Ireland, every single term our government has failed to move on a sexual orientation strategy. And when we don't have that united, agreed approach to addressing these issues within our society, then we see issues like this escalating.
John, thank you.